Last fall, I went camping in the woods behind my house. I live in a rural area near the Appalachians, so camping, hiking, fishing, all of that is a big part of my life. I went out with no real plan in mind, aside from going up a 4-mile trail to a campsite and setting up there for 2 to 5 days, depending on how I feel. I left early before the sun was out and got to a good site around noon, setting up my tent and getting comfortable. Then I gathered up my fishing gear and headed to a pond that was a 1/4 mile down. As far as I know, nobody else comes here. It's very far from the main attractions of the Appalachian Range, and the only reason I went there a lot was because it was in my backyard. I could just pick up my gear and come out whenever I wanted. I'd never seen a person or even any signs of people out here in the 10 years I'd been camping in the area. So I was reasonably confused when I heard someone yelling. I was right by the pond, but the yell came from the woods opposite of my campsite. For those who don't know, telling the distance of a sound in a mountain range is nearly impossible, given echoes, trees, and water either dampening or projecting the sound to distort the distance. The voice sounded close, but what they were yelling wasn't clear, so I assumed they were actually far away. Maybe a group of friends messing around, I thought, but it was definitely odd to hear someone way out here, especially yelling or calling out like that. I fished for an hour, getting some decent catches, then headed back to the tent and built up a small fire, and started cooking as the sun went down. Just as it got dark, I heard that voice again, calling out in the distance. It was much louder and clearer this time, seeming like it was just off in the woods by my campsite. It was too dark to see more than a few trees away, which added to the tenseness of it all. All I could tell from their voice was that it was a young male, but the calling now sounded more like screams of pain. They called out again, this time asking if anyone was out there, having a desperation in his voice that I'd never heard before. I immediately stood up and thought he might be a missing or lost person needing aid in finding his way out. I grabbed my bag and a flashlight and started navigating through the trees, but as I got closer to his voice, I became more cautious. I dimmed the flashlight and walked quieter until I heard footsteps in the grass ahead of me. They got closer and stopped. A moment later, they called out again. I peered into the darkness, where they had to be standing somewhere just a few feet away. Then I lifted the light and turned it on. 10 feet away was the figure of a man, looking directly at me and standing still. There was a few seconds of silence before I spoke.
"Did you need help? Are you lost?"
The man didn't move or respond to my questions, he just stared at me. A shiver jolted through my body, and I got an unmistakable sense of danger, forcing me to turn and sprint back to my camp. I undid my tent and packed up, shifting my light around the trees the entire time to see if he followed me. I ran back home, twisting my ankle and losing my footing several times from my body shaking in fear. Whoever I saw out there didn't look like they needed help, but seemed to be luring me in as if they did. I don't know of their intentions, but the circumstances of being out in the secluded woods at night only disturbed me further. I haven't been back to that area since, and I don't think I ever will. I live in an apartment located in a small neighborhood just west of a big city. It's got 8 units, but only 5 are being rented out, and the others are vacant. Like I said, this was a small neighborhood, and over the years, a lot of people have moved away, leaving the whole neighborhood feeling vacant. Any closer to the city, though, rent became an unbearable amount, so I'm stuck with what I got. Honestly, it isn't terrible, it just wasn't all that nice. Anyway, a couple months ago, I got home from work and did my nightly routine, then went to bed. Throughout that night, I kept waking up to noises from the room above me. Sounds of soft banging, random thuds, and occasionally someone walking around. I didn't know who lived above me, nor had I ever heard them making any noise before. I went to work in the morning with little sleep, wondering the whole day what they could have been doing up there all night. When I got back later in the day, I paid more attention to see if they were making any noise, but up until bedtime, I didn't hear anything. No footsteps, movement, or talking. It wasn't until halfway through the night that I woke up to the same sounds I'd heard the previous night. As I groggily opened my eyes and listened more intently, I realized the noise was much louder and not from above. I got up and walked out into the living room where the door to my unit was, and from there, I could hear the noises coming from out in the main hallway. I looked out the peephole, but didn't have a good view of the hallway, only able to see the door to the room across from mine. I heard the footsteps begin to walk further away and soon begin going up the stairs, followed by a door slamming shut. After a second, I opened my door and looked out into the hallway. No one was there anymore, of course, but something about seeing that empty hallway and knowing someone was there so late in the night making strange noises gave me an eerie feeling. I closed and locked the door, then stayed up for another 10 minutes before getting back in bed and falling asleep, only to wake up less than an hour later to a loud knocking at my door. I got up and crept out of my bedroom and over to the door, leaning forward to look out the peephole. There was a man looking at my door with his hands in his jacket pockets. He banged on the door again, then quickly tested the door handle, shaking it to see if it was locked. He started getting antsy, looking down the hallway multiple times before I saw him mouth some words toward the other end of the hallway, like he was communicating with someone. It was then that I understood the possible severity of the situation and ran to get my phone, still trying to be quiet. As I was on the line with the police, they banged on the door multiple times before I heard two sets of footsteps running upstairs and into the room above me. No more movement was heard until the police arrived. I told them where they went, and they found the room above mine to be vacant, with two men hiding in the closet, along with trash scattered around. They admitted to breaking in and using the room as a living space, but they denied giving any details on what they were doing during the nights or why they came up to my door with aggression. While they were taken away, I don't believe their sentencing was harsh due to them being homeless and not getting charged with any dangerous acts or attempts. That night was the most afraid I'd ever been, and while they expressed no details to the police, I think they had something horrible going on upstairs, and I think they had something terrible planned for me. I've worked at a gas station for 3 years, and I've seen my fair share of strange people and had some unnerving encounters, but for the most part, I consider myself lucky compared to other less fortunate gas station workers. But early this year, that changed. It was a typical night at the register, waiting out the long hours. This station was in the middle of a small suburban town, so traffic was low most nights. I was looking out the window at an empty road when a phone call came in. I took my time to answer it, but when I picked up, nobody responded. I didn't hear any breathing or people talking in the background like I would in most prank calls. It was just white noise. The nature of the call intrigued me for some reason, probably because I was bored, but after 30 seconds of waiting for a response, I hung up. I thought of maybe redialing the caller, but figured if it was a legit call, then they would call back themselves. After a few minutes, my mind moved on from the phone call and continued to be occupied by looking out the window. Although the gas station was in the middle of a suburb, all of the town would usually be dark by 1 a.m, leaving only the street lights shining on the road. Everything past that was pitch black. The door opening jumped me out of my daydreaming. I looked over and saw a man walking inside and going toward the liquor section. He looked about 40 years old, wearing a dark blue hoodie, and had a tired, unhappy look. He went between the aisles and started browsing. After a good 5 minutes of watching him walk back and forth like he couldn't decide on a drink, I stopped paying attention to him. I glanced over every 30 seconds to make sure he was okay, but that's about it. I looked back out the window and didn't see any cars. Realizing he must have walked here, I turned my gaze back toward the man, but now he was gone. I shifted my eyes across all of the aisles, not seeing him anywhere. I nervously stepped around the counter and walked down the shop for a closer look, thinking he may have passed out on the floor or something, but he wasn't. He was nowhere in the shop. I even checked the restroom, but it was unlocked and empty. I loudly said, "Sir," in a questioning manner as a last effort, but got no response. I went back around the counter and wondered if I was going crazy. The door never made the ring sound of someone entering or exiting, and I was sure I would have at least heard that. I rubbed my eyes and grabbed an energy drink from the shelf, sipping on it over the next hour to wake myself up. In the meantime, a few cars came by, but no more customers came inside. I took my phone out for a while, watching a podcast, and at some point I heard something in front of me. I looked up and almost pissed myself when I saw the man walking across the counter and out of the shop. He turned and walked along the front of the gas station until I couldn't see him anymore, and I was just frozen in place. Being in shock for the entirety of my shift, I told the owner as soon as he walked in at 5 a.m. He assured me he'd look into it, but later texted me that nothing was missing from the inventory. The security system was apparently not super easy to access and go through, so with no reason to, he didn't check it, leaving me with absolutely no answers. The scariest part is that he didn't buy anything. He just walked in and disappeared for over an hour, then walked out without saying a word or showing any reason to have been there in the first place. A few days later, when I saw my manager again, I tried one more time to convince him to check the security recordings, but he again refused. I quit soon after, only to find myself working at a different gas station across the town. Whoever that man was, and whatever he was up to, remains unknown, and for my own sake, I hope it stays that way.